Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor Victor. Activating the Fakir Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association. It reduces the PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone would like more information about FARA, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a topic tonight to discuss. Been busy actually prepping for field day coming up this weekend, so I suppose we'll probably chat about that some more as the evening progresses. Does anyone have a specific question or topic they would like to discuss? If so, call me now at 7IBV. Okay, nothing heard. Just a quick recap. For those of you that are newer in the hobby, field day is a kind of an interesting thing. It's not a contest, but it's a contest. It's kind of a field operation. It's just kind of a hybrid activity. And we're going to have pretty much running the whole gamut this weekend. You know, and different clubs do different things. Some people are really into the contesting side. Others aren't so much into that as so much as just going out and having a good time. Just chatting with Gil this afternoon about some experiences he's had with other ham clubs around the area. It was interesting that he mentioned that some of the guys don't even like radios. They just like to get together and have a good time. So our field day is going to be kind of a mix. We have some people that are very interested in the contesting side of it. And, you know, even though the ARRL says it's not a contest, they still do all kinds of things to put points out there and give you ways to earn points and still make it a competition, even though it's not a contest. So some people are really into that. We'll be doing a combination. If you've never contested before, please don't be shy about coming out. All of us are not going to have our heads down in the microphones and just madly trying to make contacts. We're going to have fun. And this will give everybody an opportunity to see the various things that we do, everything from FT8 to satellite to CW to just all kinds of crazy digital modes you never knew existed. Not to mention just plain old pick up the radio microphone and talk to people. So, the more the merrier, 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Saturday morning at Crockett Park. There's information up on the website. We'll be setting up. We actually can start transmitting at 2 p.m. But it's always helpful if we have the radios and everything set up and ready to go so that we can do that. And that takes a little bit of assistance. Of course, we will also be having a good dinner, a cookout, grill, smoke, whatever you want to call it, starting at 6 p.m. We've got a whole bunch of meat and grills and smokers and whatnot coming, and we'll be doing that and encourage everybody to come along and drag some sort of a side dish or a dessert or something along with you. Appreciate that. Okay, this is N7IVV with FARA General Service Net. Go ahead and start taking regular check-ins tonight. Please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KX4KU.
KS1PP.
Kilo, Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KN4, SPL.
KO4, NLV, in and out.
KO4, IUM.
Okay, looking a little sparse tonight, but that's okay. K1HTV, KX4KU, KS1PPY, KN4OZH, KN4SPL, KN4NLV. Thanks, Paul, for stopping by and saying hi. And KO4IUM. Hi, Nick. Haven't heard you for a while. Any other check-ins tonight? Please call now.
KO4NLV. I'm not sure you copied my call sign right, but in and out.
KO4LLC.
Okay, George, KO4LLC picked you up. And Paul, yeah, KO4NLV. I did get you. I just neglected to say your call. So thanks for stopping in. Well, all right, let's start off with Rich. Go ahead and give us your words of wisdom tonight. Go ahead.
Hello, Brad and Lynette. This is K1HTV in Amosville, where the weather is beautiful. What a beautiful day today. Let's see. Today, Andy came over, son Andy, K1RA, climbed the tower, the house bracketed tower, and replaced a rotator with me as the ground crew. the rotator up there was acting kind of flaky. Seemed like it lost a tooth in a couple of spots on the rotation. One of the gears, the large gear, usually that when that happens, it'll get to one spot and then it will not. If you happen to stop in that spot, when you try to start it again, it won't want to move. So it got to play games with the rotator to get it working again. So we replaced the rotator. Also at the same time, on the same trip, replaced a 2-meter preamp which had failed. It's working again. It was a successful afternoon, and then came down to the shack, and in about an hour or so, a little bit over an hour, wrote a Perl script to interface the Spark SDR software, which listens to multiple bands, multiple modes, from 2,200 megs up through 6 meters. Asked me if you can write a script to pull out only spots from 6 meters, no matter what the mode, and feed it into a program called SPOTS, S-P-O-T-S, which is a program for the blind, which will voice when a new country pops up. So he was able to write the module, and it successfully works, and I've got that working. So I have an alert when anything pops up on 6 meters, when the band is open after being dead, it'll give a voice alarm announcing the country that was heard. I was on 17 this morning. I had a call from K6JDC on the radio saying that 17 is how he had worked the station in Hong Kong. So I got on, and sure enough, band is open to Asia at 9:30, and it was open until, till 1 o'clock in the afternoon to China and Asia. I worked China, Asia, China, Japan, Hong Kong, Afghanistan, Japan, I'm trying to think a couple others, Hong Kong and Korea. So I'm very active towards Asia again between 9:30 and actually probably before then until 1 o'clock. So 17 meters seems to be the DX band. 6 is taking a break. It's really quiet the past couple of days. We've not had much in the way of openings on 6 meters. So said that did a little HF operation, I should say. Looking forward to field day, tying some faces to call signs, and we'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to help set up and get antennas going, get radio set up, and do some operating, and also the food at late afternoon. Back to you, Brad. Thanks for doing the net. N7IVV from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that. Yeah, I heard you and Jason talking about that earlier today. X4KU, go ahead, Kevin.
N7IVV, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net. I hope I'm coming in. Since I'm using my HT, and because you happen to have my regular radio. Not much to add. Very much looking forward to field day this year. I hope everybody, I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone and doing some operating and having some food and just having a good old time. Don't have much today. I will say that earlier today, the bands, Rich is good luck on 17 there. For the CWT today, 40 meters was like almost nobody on it. I was like dead. And then around 20 minutes to 4, all of a sudden, people started lighting up on there. So I just think it was just kind of a little burp in the band condition there. But, so I had fun with that. much else to report. I, like you, have been kind of doing this and that with the field day, and I'm kind of thinking of what I want to bring and stuff like that. So I'll turn it back over to you. N7IBV, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, thank you, sir. KS1BBY, your turn. Go ahead.
N7IBV in the net. KS1PPY, Echo Link. I'm not here at work tonight, just kind of enjoying the evening, trying not to work too hard, and taking a break to participate in the net. Super looking forward to Field Day. I've never been to one of these, so I'm not sure what to expect or what's going to go on overall, trying to get little ideas here and there, and I'm looking to take part in just about everything and meet people, so convince the wife to help me put together a big old mess of potato salad for that day to kind of go with the sides, and it should be a lot of fun. The home shack's been kind of disconnected since the last thunderstorm, and I haven't had a chance to hook all my cables back up, but yeah, we'll see. I've been researching better cables for my UHF VHF setup, seeing if I can run some RG11 that I have, and see if that'll work better. But I might just buy jumpers, but we'll see. That's all I got for now. Go ahead and turn it back to net. KS1PPY, back to net.
Okay, sir. Well, yeah, get your antennas hooked up again. Of course, by the time you do that, a storm will roll through. KM4OZH, Gil, thanks again for today. Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. And, just working on miscellaneous things here, but I did stop by Brad's here this afternoon, and he toured me through his shack and demonstrated his small satellite tracking antenna, which is pretty cool. And it'll sit there, and all of a sudden, I guess a satellite is expected to be coming in over the horizon, it'll move without telling you. Needs like a backup beeper on that thing, because it'll wheel around, and because it was set up right next to where we were working. But that's pretty neat, and he did a good job on that. But I really don't have any more for this evening, and so I'm going to turn it right back to net. This is KM4OZH.
Okay, Gil. Well, I don't know about giving you a tour of the shack. It's more a tour of the junk room, but anyway. Let's see. KN4SPL, Bob, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL. Doing quite well tonight, Brad, and hope everyone else is on the net tonight. Let's see. Definitely got to say, looking forward to Field Day. Today I just signed up for a lot of positions for the Station 1 antenna, generator, chairs, and some other odds and ends. So looking forward to be able to help out the cause. And let's see. I also gave a helping hand. That was a slip. A helping hand to the Heritage Hunt Hams. Was able to drive a ground rod for them for their field day operations. So I was very happy to be able to help those guys out. They're really a bunch of good guys. And besides that, just really enjoying this new IC9700. I was able to fuss around with it and figure out how to manually program this repeater and the Bluemont repeater, and so learning how to use this new rig, which is it's a pretty beautiful rig. But anyway, look forward to seeing everyone over the weekend. That's all I got. KN4SPL. Back to net.
Oh, well, congratulations on the new toy. That's always a lot of fun. Yep, we'll see you Saturday. Good job on the ground rod. KO4IUM, how's everybody over at your house? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KO4IUM in the net. Doing well. Bree is actually away this week at camp, 4-H camp, and so she gets back tomorrow, and her and I will be out Saturday. Plan on coming out and helping with setup as an opportunity to learn doing some field setup and actually see firsthand, from some experienced amateur radio members doing setup of antennas and things like that, enjoying that, learning from that the first time. Haven't had a whole lot of time to do any DX. That did have some time Friday last week to get on. Actually made some contacts down into South Africa and Mauritania. So that was those were both the new DX entities for me last Friday on 40 meters actually. So other than that, not a whole lot going on, but looking forward to meeting everybody and seeing everybody this weekend. KO4 IUM, back to net.
Oh, very good. I never went to 4-H camp, but I was always in 4-H when I was in school. And I had a good time with that. Very, very good way to grow up. That's one way to grow up. It was a good time anyway. Anyway, KO4 LLC, George, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Everyone on the net. Having a good day, helping out my mother and fixing her car up and needs some new sensors put in. Thus, I had to drive to Baltimore yesterday because they couldn't make an appointment up in Baltimore. So I had to take my dad there and missed all my meetings on the way back. So I thought I'd nip that in the bud. On the ham front, I'm just waiting for field day. I'm actually signed up with the RVARC field day to help them put up some antennas, but if I have some time, and I plan to roam around a lot, and I hope to be able to pop over to the Farah field day also for a few minutes maybe to see what's happening over there and learn what I need to learn or learn some new projects to take on. KO4 LLC, back to that.
Very good. Well, we'll be there. All night, as a matter of fact. It'll be interesting to see what we can do overnight there. That'll be a lot of fun. Okay, well, that's the end of the list. Who else do we have that wants to check in tonight? This is N7IBV with the FARA General Services Net. If you want to check in, give me a call. Go ahead.
Kilo Oscar 4 India Uniform Kilo.
K1 TPN.
KO4 MBN Portable.
Give me that again, KO4, last 3-8 portable again.
Mike, Bravo, November. No comment.
Okay, let's see, I've got KO4 IUK, Gerson, K1 TBN, Thomas, or Tom, I guess, KO4 MBN, Mark, thanks for checking in. Anybody else tonight? Go ahead. Okay, let's pass it over to KO4 IUK. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
This is KO4IUK. The name here is Gerson, and I was just spinning around in my memories, and I just happened to hear the conversation, so I figured I'd stop and listen. And it appears as though you're going to have a live field day. Is that correct? Back to you.
Yes, that is correct. We'll be set up at Catlett Park, which is down in the southern portion of Fauquier County, and basically all day Saturday and half a day on Sunday. So look up Catlett Park, it's Crockett Park. I've been doing that for weeks. Crockett Park, C-R-O-K-E-T-T. Maybe there's a C in there, another one. It's in Catlett. That's why I keep it close to Catlett anyway. Crockett Park. And like I say, we'll be there all day Saturday and good part of the day on Sunday. So by all means, if you'd like to stop down and say hi, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I know Crockett Park well. That's where I took the outdoor test to get my technician license. I believe it was last September. I got my technician in September. I got my general in October. I know exactly where it is. I'm familiar with the area. There's a shooting range that they go to that's now closed. that's not far from there. But I'm glad to see some clubs are having, you know, outdoor field days. Some are, some aren't. But it's just interesting, and if I have time on Saturday, I definitely would like to stop by. Other than that, there's not much else going on. I wish everyone a good week and a very good weekend. I'll say 73s and back to net control.
Okay, well, very good. Well, if you haven't done so already, if you study real quick, you can come down and take your general class test on Sunday morning. We're doing a BE session Sunday morning down there. So by all means, do that if you haven't done it already. Okay, K1TPN. Heard you looking for Randy earlier, but he just is absent without leave, I guess, huh? Anyway, go ahead, N7IVV.
K1TPN to N7IVV in the net. Good to talk to everybody. Yeah, I hooked up with Andy. We were able to get it set up with a laptop for my kid from Andy, so that was great. And I'll be doing, I don't know how many other things on Saturday, but I might try to swing over for the potluck and see if we can't get over there, but I'll definitely try to be on the 2 meter here and see if I can get some contacts for everybody. And hope to talk to you all soon and see you in person soon. Thank you. K1TPN, back to the net.
Okay. Tom, thanks for checking in. And, yeah, by all means, stop down and visit. It'll obviously be the first time we've had any kind of a chance to get together. So a lot of people are looking forward to that. Nothing like a good meal at the same time. So, well, all right, let's call this a night. Thanks for checking in, everybody. We do this every Wednesday night and Sunday night at 8 p.m. So if you didn't get a chance to check in tonight, by all means, you can use the repeater any time and give us a holler, or you can stop in and check out the net on Sundays and Wednesdays. This is N7IVV for the Farrah Net. Thanks for joining us tonight. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV. If you have more, well, if you'd like more information, contact, check out our website at w4va.org. We'll return the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Papa, Yankee, disconnected.
Kilo, 4, Charlie, Echo, Alpha, radio check.
This is K1HTV. The station, I want your radio check. What's your call again? This is K1 Hotel, Tango Victor.